Welcome to episode number 23.
Hey, what's up, internet? My name is Hadlin. I live in the beautiful city of Saskatoon, which is right in the middle of Canada. I perform for a living. Hypnosis, magic, and mind reading. Welcome to my podcast, Cerebral Mind Control. Every Monday, starting today, I bring you a short episode that delves into the ways that you can control your own mind through my experience. I want to help enhance your life just as mine was changed 10 years ago. Every Thursday, we feature a driven, focused artist or entrepreneur and pick their brains on how they control their minds for success in our long-form podcast series. Today, I'm going to talk to you about influence. Influence comes in many forms, and you're going to learn something today that you can utilize in your everyday lives. Before I started on this path of being a professional entertainer, I was very shy. I would turn beet red when more than one person was giving me attention. I was mainly a follower, one with little influence. Within my small circle of friends, I was learning more and more about how to be a leader, but of course, it was a very small scale. It wasn't until out of high school and in my first year of university that I started to step my social game up. Not social media, social, the real social, you know, person to person. This is when I began to take magic seriously. I performed small tricks here and there, and within 6 months, I was hired to do my first paid gig. At that time, I used magic as a crutch. I hid behind the tricks, and I let the tricks be who I was and not who I really was inside. And I started noticing, strangely enough, that I was able to influence people everywhere that I went. I thought it was the magic. I thought it was the tricks. Oh, I was definitely wrong. So how do you influence people? What is influence? Well, influence is defined as the capacity to have an effect on the character, development, or behavior of someone or something. A person doesn't just have influence without first having some sort of authority over another person or the person you are wanting to influence. As a hypnotist, this comes very easy. As I walk on stage with a microphone, music's going, the lights are going. That in itself brings authority. But how do you attain this in everyday situations? Some people, as you know, accomplish this by being, well, you know, like, for lack of a better term, a dick. Yelling commands or bullying others into adhering. And that will work. And it has worked. But only for so long. People will resist this type of influence and will gravitate away from this type of person. Instead, what I suggest to you, the best way that I feel to influence others is to first look to yourself and ask, why would other people want to follow your lead? Do you have great ideas? Do you know the best, for example, the best spot to eat in town? Or even a fun activity? Or perhaps you simply have experienced something similar that will help the other person, whether it's business or personal. Now, how do you convey this knowledge, this wisdom, without blatantly throwing the information in their faces? Well, you must make a connection. The best way to make a connection is to show your own vulnerability. Share a story where you had the same or similar problem and how the decision you want to influence made all the difference in the world. This will give context and give you authority in the problematic area that you're discussing. With your new authority will come influence. At this point, all you need to do is simply suggest what you want. If you're deciding on where to eat, and you suggested a restaurant, and you first opened with your story on how and why this restaurant is great, whatever it is, just simply say, would you like to eat at such and such a place, whatever it might be. Now, that's just a simple example. Of course, whatever problem you are solving because you have the answer and you're trying to influence somebody else towards your answer, your wisdom, just simply ask them to do it. And if it's something that you want them to change, use the word next time. Say, next time, do this, or next time, do that. Do your best to stay away from the negative. You could say, don't do this, do that, but instead, just say, next time, do this. Very simple, and it, as well, there's no subconscious suggestion there, because if you look at the words, don't do this, you know, you hear, don't do this, that's the negative, but instead, your mind will hear, do this. A lot of people are reverse thinkers. And using reverse psychology in that way triggers that part of the mind. So oftentimes, you know, the person you are wanting to influence will already be coming to the conclusion during your story and will have decided a resounding yes before you even ask the question. In the chance that your influence did not take, you know, that's okay. That's what happens. The key to being an influencer is knowing that people are not here to be controlled. They are here to be people. The only person you can control is yourself. Once you have full control over your personal mind and body, then and only then will your influence be at its maximum capacity. So for the rest of this week, I want you to go out there, share more stories with others, create and enhance your relationships, influence others with small things at first, and always remember to be sincere, honest, and have the other person's best interest in mind. People can see right through you if you aren't. Consciously and subconsciously, people just know. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode, and please do take this and go forward and practice this for the next week. We'll come back on Thursday. We're bringing you a business owner. She's an amazing person. I've done a lot of work with her in the past, and you guys are gonna like that episode. That's on Thursday. Next week on Monday, I'll be back again for another Cerebral Mind Control Monday. So, thank you so much for tuning in, guys. Before you leave, leave a comment, subscribe, share the episode, and I would be very grateful and appreciative of it. But you know, that's it for now. We will take this one step at a time, so please be sure to tune in next week as we delve deeper down the rabbit hole. Peace, love, and magic.